There's a lot more competition at defensive end for Kennard Lang now than there was just a few days ago. And even though the Broncos targeted his slot with their first two picks, the selections have Lang's endorsement.
You know, I'm all for it. The main thing is not only make the team better and we get to Super Bowl and win, that's all I'm trying to do. It's like I said when I first came here, my goal is to get a Super Bowl. And they help us get a Super Bowl, hey, I'm all for it.
If Jarvis Moss or Tim Crowder need some help in adjusting to the NFL, Lang wants them to know they can count on his guidance.
I will help him out because I'd rather see a young person succeed by me holding back and telling him not telling him the 5 points. I'm not cheating him, I'm cheating the team. So, I mean, that's how I look at it. I told you I would want to win. So whatever it takes, I want to do.
But all that being said,
I ain't going to say I'm going to lay down and give him my job. Of course, it's going to be competition. I mean, that's going to be cool. That's going to make everybody better. That's going to be the exciting thing about it. I guess like how it was when I came in. There's a veteran in front of me starting in the main, so they're going to try to come get my spot. So, you know, that's cool. I mean, but that's great. But that's the good thing about football and the team, because that's competition. He might be coming to get me, but in doing all that, he's getting better for the team and for everybody around him. And that's the beauty, that's kind of the hidden beauty that you see in that. But the main thing I said, make it hard for him. That's like, for example, I'm not saying I'm this person live, I feel I'm good. Like, it feels like Michael Strahan. He's 30-something years old. I know I never had no sack records or nothing, but they drafted that one boy, Tuck, and has he seen the field? So he made it hard for him. So you understand what I'm saying? Just make it hard. Don't give him a reason why to. And be honest with you now, shoot, I feel I run good and still play good. So I did all last year and this year and everything, so.
Lang's advantage in the future competition rests in his experience.
I have knowledge, and I'm kind of, you know, like old lefty on pitcher, crafty, you know, breakup, you know, throw number breaking pitches. I guess I'm a crafty end, you know what I mean? I just know the ins and outs, and, you know, it's going to be up to him to learn.
And the first lesson Lang wants to show the newcomers is a simple one.
This is not no, you go to sociology, then to math, and go eat lunch, to go to practice. Then you got study hall. This is you come to work at 7, then you go home at 5, then you come back to work the next day at 7. This is your job now. So as long as they got that mind frame, that mindset, that this is your job, not play, I think they'll be fine.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.